Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And it is that time for us to have a look at the word. I did say to you earlier on that Pastor Moyo would be joining me as usual. And of course, in the flesh, he's in the studio. Fundisi, how are you doing today?
Good, good, good. And how are you, Sis Luke?
I'm doing good. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hectic morning. I see.
Hectic morning. I've been here since morning.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But the Lord is good. And we thank God for the opportunity to become His voice to the nations.
Yep.
So I'm not complaining.
I love to hear that one.
I'm in my Father's business.
A laborer in the field.
Yes.
I love to hear that. So I think because we have already utilized most of our time, as I can see. Let's get right into it. What are we talking about today?
Well, today, maybe let's read the word first.
Okay.
Then we can deliberate on it after
Perfect.
That. What God has laid in my heart,
mm-hmm.
That I must sensitize people on it, you know, since we have been talking and teaching people about this power of resurrection.
Amen.
You know, but this power of resurrection requires you to also apply certain principles so that at least you can see the fruits of the power of the resurrection.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah. Hebrews 11 verse 3 is the first scripture I'll be reading. It says, "By faith we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed." In other words, they were fashioned, put in order and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible.
Mm.
And the King James Version says, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." And Job 22 verse 28 to 29, the Amplified Version says, "You shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. When they make you low, you will say, 'There is a lifting up,' and the humble person He lifts up and saves."
Mm.
Amen.
So today, I want us to now go back and understand that, okay, if the word of God says we were baptized together with Christ in His burial.
Okay.
And then on the third day, we arose together with Him.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible also says He is seated far above all principalities, powers and rulers, you know. At the right hand of the Father in heavenly places. You understand? So that implies that we are also with Him. Remember, if we are baptized together in His death and resurrected together in His, and we are resurrected together with Him.
Yeah.
So which means we are with Him. You understand?
Yeah.
So when He's seated at the heavenly places, we are also there. We are seated with Him.
Mm.
But now we need to understand now, we look at the pattern, because now we need to go back to one's life and check if the life that you are living right now, does it reflect the superiority of God and His majesty in your life?
Okay.
If it's not like that, then we need to now identify that. Hence, God says, "My people perish because of lack of
knowledge.
You see, so now this is the knowledge now that we are giving to the people now, to say, you can't have so much resurrection power, which defeats your humanity, your human nature, and it gives you a new identity of a new creature, which needs to dominate and rule.
Yeah.
Remember in the book of Genesis, God said, let us make man in our own image and likeness.
Okay.
He's talking to Trinity. Now this man shall rule, dominate, and also this man shall have authority over everything in this world.
Okay.
In other words, the creation itself must actually take instructions to this man.
All right.
But now we need to go, now look at this man, the current man that we are right now, and see that, are we living a life of heavenly places?
Mm.
Are we living a life of heavenly places? Because heavenly places is where there is no poverty, there's no struggling, there's no sickness there. We have taken the form of Him, Christ, Him as the Christ.
Okay.
You understand? But now, through the knowledge, enlightenment of the eyes of our understanding, then we can begin to reject certain things that are happening currently in our lives and say, but according to the word and the will of God, this is not who we are.
Yeah.
Now we know our identity. So if there is any measure of sickness or any identity of sickness, we need to reject it immediately and say you are out of bounds.
Yeah.
This is the temple of God. And the Holy Spirit dwells in this body.
Yeah.
So I doubt that the Holy Spirit can share occupancy with a demonic spirit.
Yeah, in a filthy space.
You won't understand.
Mm.
So, but that rejection comes by knowledge.
Mm.
When you have a revelation of your identity, of who you are in Christ Jesus. Otherwise, if you don't have that, then you lead us to the book of James, where the Bible says, a son or an heir can become a slave in his own father's house.
Yeah. Sure.
And in fact, the Bible continues, it goes on, it says, he can even take instructions from the slave.
Mm.
A slave becomes superior more than the son because the son lacks maturity. And when the Bible talks about maturity, it doesn't talk about behavior. It talks about understanding.
Mm. Mm.
The maturity that is referred to here, it's the maturity in terms of the scriptures, the growth in terms of the scriptures.
Yeah.
How you view and understand God and His dynamics and how He operates, God's principles, God's ways, God's systems, and God's spiritual laws.
Mm.
You get it.
Clear.
So now today, deliberately, the Holy Spirit says, we need to go back to how everything was started. Remember, the earth was formless. It was void.
Mm.
Only the darkness dominated. It was only waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
Mm.
And then God began to do something. He said, let there be.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, there was action. You understand? Immediately there was action. So we are going back to who we are, that we don't need to waste our words.
Mm.
If you have got nothing to say, just be quiet. That is why Jesus says, be quick to listen or to hear, but be slow in talking.
Mm.
Why? Because Jesus understands that, no, everything that you see, whether small or gigantic, it was created by a word, a spoken word.
Amen.
God said, let there be. And there was.
Yeah.
In fact, the first thing that God introduces was Christ, was Jesus. Jesus, we see Him in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 1. That's where we see Jesus. Because God says, let there be light. And who is the light? Jesus is the light. You see. So if Jesus then is the light, then which means, that's why the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus, we see Jesus in the Old Testament. When creation started, immediately, the first thing that was introduced was the light, which is Jesus.
Okay.
But Jesus is spoken to the world, that Jesus is now announced and introduced as the light. But mm-hmm. who is the light? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay. In some instances, he says, I am the light of the world.
True.
You understand now.
Yeah.
So but now before Jesus came, he came in the form of the word.
Mm.
Now he manifests in dual. He is the word spoken, he is the light revealed.
Okay.
I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying.
Clear.
He is the word that is spoken to introduce this light. But also light comes to reveal.
Okay.
Light comes to expose.
Mm.
You understand? Light comes to bring clarity.
Enlightenment.
But you understand? Mm. Enlightenment. You understand?
Mm.
Because there was darkness, and darkness was ruling.
Mm.
You see? Now, everything that we see, it was spoken. Hence, where we read today in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, the Bible says, by faith, we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God. So that what we see was not made out of the things
that we see,
which are visible.
Mm.
You see?
Mm.
And then now, In the King James Version, it says, through faith, we understand that worlds were framed.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, were designed or were made by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Mm.
Now, in the book of Job, it says, you shall also decide. Now, remember, we are like him. As he is above, so are we.
Mm.
In this world.
Yeah.
So the same way God begins to create this world that we are in is the same way that you can begin to create your destiny.
Mm.
Your destiny is already there. It's already planned. Hence in Jeremiah chapter 29, God says, I know the plans that I have for you.
Yeah.
But remember, plans remain plans until somebody, a builder, comes and put material to build.
And brings the full picture.
You understand?
Fruition. Yes.
That is why now, if there is a new mall that has to be built somewhere along the road or somewhere else, the first thing that you see is the architectural plans and drawings. Those are designs. You understand?
True.
I know the plans that I have for you.
Mm.
So the plans are there. But now they need to be actualized, those plans. They need to come to fruition.
Mm.
They need to come live and become tangible, you see.
So now, otherwise they're useless.
Otherwise they're useless.
Yeah.
Now you need now to acquire a builder, somebody who specializes in what?
In building.
Building.
Okay.
You understand? Who is going to look at the plans and understand immediately what must be built here on the ground.
Okay.
You see.
All right.
So a builder understands the plans.
Mm.
So you will come and build what is on the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will see, sometimes you see these boards, huge billboards, where they show us the mall, how it's going to look like. But when you look at the reality, it's actually bushy. It's full of trees and grass and whatnot. But already the billboard shows us what the actual thing that needs to be on the ground.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So now we need to understand that it is the same mechanism that
mm-hmm.
happens also in the spirit. You see?
All right.
So that's why now the Bible says you will decide. After deciding, after that idea, remember decisions are more like ideas that you have, then you decide. So after that idea has been built, you see, then that idea must now be brought now into fruition.
Mm-hmm.
You will decide and then you decree. After deciding, you have to decree. So now you have to speak it into existence now.
Mm.
Now you realize now, after the plans, now we are going back to the example of the mall.
Okay.
After the plans have been approved, everything is ready. You realize now there are talks around the mall.
Okay.
People start speaking. about that mall, though the mall has not yet materialized.
Mm.
Architectures, they speak about it. Now, everyone, the fire department has to be involved. They speak about it.
The safety department,
you understand?
Yeah,
everyone, the builder now has to talk to his team of builders and say, this is the plan. This is what needs to happen. As they speak about that plan.
Okay.
In other words, it's an organization stage.
Mm.
As they speak about that plan, then now you involve your project managers. They right. also come. They speak about the same plan. As they are speaking about the same plan, the power of a spoken word will bring the plan to actualization.
Come on.
Will bring the plan to happening.
Mm.
In other words, that plan has to happen. There is no way. Now everyone is here. The engineer is here. The civil engineers are here. The mechanical engineers are here. The team charter, the whole team now is speaking about what? That plan. Now, as they speak about the plan, once the word has been spoken, now all of a sudden, there has to be investors who come, which comes as destiny helpers,
mm-hmm.
to come and make sure they bring the resources.
Right.
It can be financial resources. It can be material resources.
Mm.
So resources automatically through, but the stage started by the speaking, when you are speaking about that mall. And now all of a sudden, people are seeing the board. As they drive past that board, they speak about that board.
Mm.
So what happens now in the spiritual terrain? That's where now things that are not seen, they begin to now materialize.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So this is who we are. So that's why you can't be careless in what you say. Because what you say, there are engineers, there are investors who are listening. You might not see them. They are listening. And there are people who are passing by who see the billboard of your plan, of who you are going to become in life. So as you speak and as you speak about
you are putting
out the plan on the billboard so that whoever sees it, they will speak about it. One day, the right one who needs to hear about the same mall will say, please tell me where is the location of this mall that you are talking about.
Yeah.
I want to partner with those people. You understand? So is the spiritual world. That's how things operate. You need to be cautious on what and how you say things.
Because
what you say today, the birds of the air are listening.
Yeah.
The walls have got ears.
Yeah.
The earth, we are living in a live earth. The earth itself is alive.
Mm.
The ground that you are walking on is very much alive.
It's got ears.
It has got ears. It listens to what you are saying and it draws your energy will now draw the right resources.
Mm.
That's why I always say, make God your source. The grace of God that is upon you will require the resources.
Amen.
Or will acquire the resources for you. You see. So it's the same thing. Today we need to sensitize people what they say about who they are.
True.
Because we have been given a lot of power and authority.
An authority.
In this world.
Mm.
In this realm.
Yeah.
That is why Jesus says, whatever you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose
on earth,
it is loosed where? In heaven.
Amen.
So now be careful whatever you say. I like how the Bible underlines it. It says whatever. Whatever is whatever.
Yeah.
So if today you say, when you wake up in the morning, when the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yeah.
In the morning, joy is there. Is waiting for you to confess that I receive this joy.
Amen.
I walk in joy today.
Mm.
You decide and then you speak about yesterday's problems.
Mm.
You are already carrying on yesterday's baggage to today's life.
Mm. Okay.
Every day is a new day. That is why the Bible says his mercies are new every morning.
Amen.
So every day is a new day. Be careful what you say in a new day.
And what you declare over your
You day. Understand? Because you are going to declare, you are going to decree. So be careful when you decide what comes out of your mouth.
Declare a thing and it shall be established.
You understand? So be careful. That is why the Bible, at the end, in verse 29, the Bible says, when they make you law, when they make you law, in other words, when they despise you, if people decide to despise you or undermine you or think less of who you are or decide not to take you serious in life, it's okay. It's up to them. They have decided. You cannot control somebody's decision. You understand?
Yeah.
But you can control how you react.
That is so true.
You can control your emotions. You can control. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The mouth speaketh. So you need to harness your emotions very tight. Such that it doesn't matter who says you are law. That's what the Bible says. When they make you law, you will say. You will say there is a lifting up.
Come on.
In other words, you need now to be against whatever they've said in your life.
Cancel it.
Cancel it. Rise above the occasion. Rise above the situation that you are currently facing.
Amen.
When that situation says to you, you are nothing. When that situation says to you, you are moneyless, you don't have money, you are poor. You need to say something. Let the poor say, I am
rich.
Let the weak say, I am strong. Let, bazalwan.
The blind say, I can see.
You understand?
In other words, where there's negativity, you need to speak life.
You need to speak life on yourself. You need to speak positivity on yourself. It doesn't matter what you are going through.
Amen.
You are not the only one anyway who's going through stuff. If you question and interview everyone here, you actually thank God. You actually see that, no, what I deemed as challenges, this is nothing compared to what other people are going
through. Exactly. Better position. True.
Exactly. True. You see. But now you need to harness you, yourself. Harness yourself. Harness your emotions. Harness your mind. Harness how you decide, how you think, because your decisions, they will map your destiny.
Amen.
And your decisions, they can actually completely destroy your destiny.
Amen.
Your decisions.
Sure.
In fact, let us read something in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 2 and 3. Can you read it for me? There's something that God is whispering to me now. Proverbs 13, verse 2 and 3. I want you to see something there.
Okay. Proverbs 13, verse 2 to 3 says, a good man eats good from the fruit of his mouth.
What? Okay. A good man eats what?
Good.
Good. From where?
The fruit of his mouth.
From the farm?
From the fruit of his mouth.
From the work environment?
Mm-hmm.
No. I want
from
us to go.
Yes, mouth.
When I continue to say that, until somebody understands what I'm trying to drive home here. It says a good man does what?
Eats good.
Eats good. Where? From where?
From the fruit of his mouth.
Exactly. So it starts by what you say. It starts by what you say.
Yeah.
If what you see is not what you want, say what you want, you will see what you say.
Come on.
If what you see is not what you want, say what you want, you will see what you say.
Come on.
You understand?
Clearly.
Because sometimes in life you can be bombarded by things that you don't want. But if you see that this thing, I don't want it in my life.
Speak
what you want to see.
Come on.
Speak what you want. That's what God did. The earth was formless. It was void. It was only darkness. But is it what God wanted? No. And God began now to release. He created. He started creating now. Creating the future of mankind. The destiny of mankind. Today we are here sitting in this earth world because we are a product of a spoken word.
Amen.
We are living on a product of what God spoke. He said, let there be an earth. And he separated the seas from the grass, from the ground, from the earth. He separated the firmament from the ground. You understand? That's how he was designing. That's how he was planning everything. Everything was built according to the design. But all that would have remained an idea of God if he didn't speak it into existence.
Amen.
So a good man eats good out of the fruit of his mouth.
Amen.
Yes.
But the desire of the treacherous is for violence.
Mm-hmm.
He who guards his mouth.
He who guards his mouth. In other words, be careful of what you say with your mouth. Guard your mouth very jealously. It doesn't matter how angry you are.
Guard your mouth.
Guard your mouth. It doesn't matter how under pressure you are. Be careful of what you say. Because words can never be taken back.
Sure.
That's why the Bible says, his word does not go out and return void. So that's why Amen. God said, because he understands who we are, how we are created. We are created in his image and likeness. And whenever God speaks, creation happens immediately. So to some people, they are busy basugelana no Satan. They are busy, you know, speaking about the devil. No, the devil is behind this. The devil is behind my business. The devil is behind my family. The devil is behind my finances. But let's go back to the drawing board. You'll find out the devil is holding his and folding his arms. He's like, please, don't. I'm not even part of this.
Don't involve
me. I'm not part of this. You did this. In fact, the way you are so powerful, I can't even intervene in your life. But your ignorance is leading you down the drain.
Yeah.
My people perish. Because of lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes, let's read forward.
And it says, he who guards his mouth keeps his life.
Mm.
But he who opens wide his lips comes to ruin.
You understand? So there are people who have carelessly run down their destinies to the drain because of what they said.
Yeah.
There are relationships today that have been ruined. On things that could have been fixed.
Ish.
But the things that you said, they are now a closing door in front of you. They are now a closed door.
Yeah.
You can't go to the other side. Because whenever you try, you remember the things that you said about that person.
Amen.
So be careful what you say. It might be that maybe for now, you are not in good talking terms with somebody else. But life changes.
It does.
Things changes.
It does.
Scenarios changes. Activities changes. You might find out tomorrow you need that very same person that you said, I'll never need you anymore in my life. I don't need you. I can do it on my own. And what happens now when when life throws you at the arms of the very same person that you said, I'll never need you?
Will you survive?
You understand? So that's why the Bible says, guard your mouth very carefully, very jealously so. Be very vigilant on what you decide. And before you say anything, be careful. Because whatever you are going to say is going to build an empire for you.
True.
It can be an empire of wealth. It can be an empire of poverty. You understand?
Amen.
Certain things you might find out it's not easy to undo them anymore.
Yeah.
Parents, be careful what you say to your children.
Sure.
In as much as they are naughty for now, they are going through a stage. Allow them to go through that stage while you guide them and supervise them cautiously and strictly so. But while you're doing that, encourage them, speak life to them. Speak positive words to your children. Don't say because your child is not doing well academically than your neighbor's child. Your neighbor's child is an A grade. Your child is a D or C grade. And say, when are you be a failure? Look at others.
Mm.
Never compare your child to others.
Mm.
He or she is your own person.
True.
And only God can help that child.
Amen.
Mina, I know children in my church. I know they're my kids in my church. They are twins. Their mother is a leader in our church. At first, when they were growing, these kids, they used to be slow at school.
Both of them?
Academically, yes.
Okay.
They were slow to an extent that the teachers were at the verge of giving up on them. Letters had been written to the mother to say, please, if you can, just transfer them to another school.
Mm.
Because they
are
too...
special school.
You understand? The mother being a mother...
Mm.
A mother of faith. She refused that my children can be called slow learners.
Mm.
She brought the children, both of them, it's a boy and a girl. She said, Mfundisi, here are my twins. I refuse the report that I'm getting from the school teachers and the principal that my children are slow learners. Mfundisi, pray for my children. I prayed for them. Guess what? The same term, these two kids, now they are grown up now. These two kids, they hit distinctions in all their subjects, not one.
Mm.
A turnaround happened immediately. That's the power of Christ's resurrection when it's at play, when it's at work, because it's a working power.
Mm.
It's a transformational power, you see. So now... I'm trying to talk to somebody that please be careful what you say to your children.
Mm.
They might be drug addicts for now,
mm.
because they are under an attack. Or you are under an attack through your kids. Mm. Sometimes we need to understand the dynamic of spirituality. If the devil cannot attack you because you are strong,
you
will target your kids.
Mm.
So you think your kids are under attack. Hey, my pastor, my kids are under attack. No, it's you who is under an attack. Just that the devil now, he knows that you are very powerful.
Mm.
And you are very anchored. You will just look at the loophole. Where is the weakness? Oh, the kids don't like church. Let me go through the kids.
Eish.
The kids don't like God. Let me go through the kids.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So be careful, because those same kids whom you are now calling them names, you have given them names that when you are a druggie, please reverse, cancel those words. These kids
may be having a drug challenge.
You understand? Yes, because you are invoking that spirit. You are watering that spirit. You are cultivating that spirit.
Mm.
Even if they don't want it anymore, because you are calling them that. Because of the current condition and the state that they are in. Yes, I understand you are tired. You have been talking about one and the same thing, trying to take them from one rehab to another. Still, it doesn't happen. Listen, this is spiritual more than a rehab.
Mm.
Rehabs are okay. They are good. They are earthly systems. We can comply to that. But more than that, this is spiritual.
Mm.
You need to understand. So never say to your kids they are a failure. Never say to your wife is a failure. Never say to your husband is a failure. Never say anything bad. Because once you say those words, they come and build an empire in that person's life.
Come on.
So that empire is either an empire of wealth or of poverty.
Mm.
So be careful what you say. Be careful what you say, especially now that we understand this working power. It's called the working power because it's not domain, it's not stagnant. It's a working power of resurrection.
Amen.
So it's at work. But this power, it only takes the signal of your voice and your words. It carries your words. It doesn't care whether you are making a mistake. Even if you are plundering your life to poverty through your words, We ask you, how is your health nowadays? Oh, I'm dying. Yo, I'm dying. This thing is going to finish me off. I'm telling you, I'm dying. You can see how many pills I'm drinking nowadays. Mm. You know, there is another doctor I need to go and see. There is another set of pills that I need to take. Maybe they are better. You understand? But now, that spirit, you are watering it. It takes the signal of the words that you have spoken. Mm. You said you are dying. Listen, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
You are going to die.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. And you just empowered the devil. And the devil now will assign his fivefold ministry.
Mm.
You understand? He has got his fivefold ministry. The principalities, the powers, the rulers, the dominion, and wickedness in high places. He operates with those entities. So he capitalizes on your ignorance. My people perish because of lack of
knowledge.
So today we are imparting people with spiritual knowledge. These are spiritual mysteries that no matter what you are going through, never say, I don't have money.
Mm.
Just say, I'm challenged for now.
Don't
financially.
Speak that over your life.
Yeah, just say, financially, I'm challenged. Because challenges are there. Paul says, challenges, God allows them. Sometimes they come as a test to build your character.
Mm.
So challenges are not demonic, you see. But the moment you say, yo, I don't have money, you know my status, I'm moneyless, please. Then your words, they carry a certain frequency.
Mm.
They will build that empire of emptiness in your account.
Sure.
That's why the Bible says, let the sick, in other words, we acknowledge you are sick, but speak differently. Let the sick say, I am healed.
Mm.
Let the poor say, I am rich. So you are rich. You are wealthy. You are not what we see now. You are just walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
Mm.
It's the shadow of death. It's not death.
It's not death itself.
You understand? Mm. Just walk through it, man. Just walk through it. Don't change your confession of who Christ is in
because
your life.
Of the because you of find the
exactly
in.
Because of your circumstances, your situation, you understand. Don't lose good godly relationships because of emotional eruption and end up speaking ill about the same person who's supposed to give you help.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Sis Luko.
Oh, man.
Amen.
Thank you, Finis Limiji. Scriptures for this afternoon, as we had read with Mfundisi. The first one was from the book of Hebrews 11, verse 3. We also read from Job 22, verse 28 to 29. And the last one we just read recently was Proverbs 13, verse 2 to 3. Thank you so much for tuning in. And another message early on from Polile Dlamini. Good day, a studio with Pastor Moyo. Thank you so much, Polile. And thanks to you for listening in. Thanks to you for watching us live on Facebook as well. And until next week, Mfundisi, God bless you.
Thank you so much, Sis Luko. And thank you to all our listeners at home. We really appreciate your time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you want to grow your business or ministry? Radio Pulpit is a reliable Christian media voice with over 40 years of impact in South Africa and globally. We can help spread the word for your business or ministry and attract more people to your unique value offering. Contact us now by sending an SMS with the word SALES to 37871. Email sales@radiopulpit.co.za or visit radiopulpit.co.za for our rate card with highly competitive and affordable rates. We would love to help you grow.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.